I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. Atlanta mayoral candidate Mary Norwood has picked up two more endorsements. Yesterday, LGBTQ rights group Georgia Equality chose to support Norwood. And Kathy Woolard, who finished third in the mayoral race, announced her support of Norwood as well. 17% of Atlanta voters backed Woolard in the general election. Speaking to 11 Alive, Woolard said the ethics investigations at City Hall dissuaded her from choosing Keisha Lance Bottoms, who she believes to be closely tied to Mayor Kasim Reed.
And I feel like we need a very clean break with this administration and a new start here with a fresh set of players.
Lance Bottoms is backed by Mayor Kasim Reed, as well as by former Atlanta Mayor Andrew Young and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. Norwood recently earned the endorsements of former Atlanta Mayors Shirley Franklin and Sam Massell. The Georgia woman accused of leaking sensitive documents to a news outlet lost an appeal to be granted bail. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports a federal judge ruled former NSA contractor Reality Winner still poses a national security risk.
The ruling says a lower court correctly decided releasing the 25-year-old would, quote, harm national security. In proceedings last month, a judge said Winner was a flight risk and her own writings demonstrate she's a threat. She's accused of removing classified information from Fort Gordon in Augusta and mailing it to online outlet The Intercept. Winner's lawyers argue she served admirably in the military, only faces one criminal count, and is not a security risk. Her trial is scheduled for March. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
The number of transgender Georgians that are victims of violent crimes is at an all-time high. That's according to the FBI and the Human Rights Campaign. 25 transgender people have been killed in the U.S. this year. Four of those deaths have been in Georgia. Christian Zilovets is director of community outreach for Pride School in Atlanta. He says the school works on creating safe environments for trans people.
One of the things that we do is we work hard to create community in a variety of different settings and also to create services that serve the trans community and network around finding places where you know that the providers are trans-friendly and trans-knowledgeable.
Pride School also works to keep trans youth in school. A number of Georgia artists have been nominated for the upcoming Grammy Awards.
Mama told me not to sell work. Mama 17, 5, same color t-shirt.
That's Atlanta-based rap trio Migos and their song T-Shirt, one of the tracks off their nominated album Cultures. The group is also up for Best Rap Performance. Donald Glover, also known as Childish Gambino, is nominated for three awards, including Album of the Year and Best Urban Contemporary Artist. Sam Hunt, Zac Brown Band, and Thomas Rhett, they're all up for awards in the country music categories. Singer-songwriter Greg Allman is posthumously nominated for his final album, Southern Blood. The 60th Annual Grammy Awards will take place on January 28th. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.